Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. When my husband and I first got married, we realized we had a funny breakdown in communication. I was raised in the South and he was raised in the Midwest. And in our new combined Chicago life, I mentioned something about needing a toboggan to wear on my commute to work. And he looked at me so confused because a toboggan is a winter hat in the South. But it's a giant sled in the Midwest. And he couldn't figure out why I would need a giant sled to wear on the train. This is just one of many examples of breakdown in communication. And at least it was a funny one. There are far harder breakdowns in communication that we could have experienced. We didn't have a common language, and it suddenly made a difference. He scooped ice cream. I dipped it. He turned off the lights. I turned them out. A common language, again, would have made all the difference. And it does for your staff too. That's why on today's episode, I want to talk about establishing a common language for performance in your organization. Let's dive in. It's learning for good. When you say you expect good communication skills, do your staff know what you mean? Is it verbal communication or written? Do you mean that they are using clear, concise language? Or do you mean that the communication is error-free? When you talk about communication, are you talking about when they communicate with their colleagues or with organizational partners? Or industry leaders? When you say communication, do you mean they're communicating for understanding or with influence? There are so many ways you can communicate. So how does staff know what you mean? Are you using the same language? One way to establish a common language for performance is to create a custom competency model that identifies communication or whatever other skill as a key skill in your nonprofit. And then that competency model also defines what it looks like to be a good communicator. And this applies to any skill you might identify as necessary for staff in your organization. Now, if you're not sure which skills are important in your nonprofit, I do have an episode all about how to determine which competencies are right for you. And I'll drop that episode link in the show notes so you can go check that out. But let's say, for the purposes of today, that you decide communication is a key competency, already been identified, and now you are trying to define what that looks like in action. This is going to vary by staff level, typically. What it looks like to be a good communicator in a support role will be different than what it looks like at the executive level. And so these descriptions are able to paint pictures of success at each level of staff. And they're called behavioral indicators. A behavioral indicator might read something like, communicates needs and requests clearly. That might be something more at the support level that then applies all the way through the executive level, right? Communicates needs and requests clearly. Or a behavioral indicator might read, cast an organization vision in a way that is motivating and energizing for staff. And that behavioral indicator might only apply at a leadership or executive level. But you can then take these behavioral indicators and use them to establish a common language. You can incorporate behavioral indicators into your job descriptions as you are hiring. So the job description will say more than just good communication skills, but specifically what you want. So in a support level job description, it might say communicates needs and requests clearly. But in that senior or executive position, it might say something about casting the organization vision in a way that's motivating for staff. So you can incorporate them into your job descriptions, and you're, before the person ever even enters your organization, you're identifying and establishing a common language. What do you mean by good communication? You can also incorporate the behavioral indicators into performance reviews. So all staff at that level are held accountable to the same standard of performance. So again, at the support level, communicates needs and requests clearly, that can be incorporated into the performance review. And then everyone who's a support staff person is being held to the same standard of communication. And then they can also be given specific feedback to improve because you have a specific standard, a specific language that they're trying to achieve. Now, and this is where it gets really exciting for learning and development teams. You can also use them as the basis for your learning and development strategy. So when someone inevitably comes to you and says, "We need communications training," you know what they mean. And you're able to use the same language as you begin to, one, determine if training is the answer. And then two, think about what the behavior or skill is that you want to develop. You have a common language. And it allows you as a learning and development leader to be really intentional with your partners and create training that better supports the staff in your organization, all because you have this common language. Behavioral indicators also allow you to measure the success of your training more effectively. If you create training on communication, you can assess the change in behavior because you have this common language. And just like my husband and I slowly started to establish a common language within our marriage, your staff will too. As you begin to socialize your competency model and people become more familiar with it and it gets embedded into more of your talent processes and you have more learning solutions available to support the development of those skills, that's when your staff team will begin to have that common language. And that common language supports better performance. All right, that's it for today. If you want to continue this conversation, come find me over on LinkedIn. I create and share additional content there, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences too. So come find me, and I'd love to engage with you. I'll see you next time on Learning for Good. Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are three things you can do. Hit subscribe. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.